Okay, so thank you for giving me the time to explain the recent developments regarding use of IFRS in Japan. On June 2013, the Business Accounting Council published a report which is called the Present Policy on the Application of IFRS. The Business Accounting Council, which is not a standing sitting body, but which shows or issued a roadmap for future strategy of applying accounting standards. So first of all, I would like to explain the outline of the present policy, and then I would like to explain, and there are three recommendations. So I would like to explain three recommendations in more detail after explaining the outline. So from March 2013 to June 2013, the Business Accounting Council deliberated on the application of IFRS in Japan. And they made a lot of discussions. And finally, in June 2013, Business Accounting Council published the present policy on the application of IFRS. And the report reiterated that shows the goal of a single set of high-quality global accounting standards, and there are three recommendations. And this slide shows three recommendations in the present policy. The first one is to encourage further application of IFRS in Japan, eliminating existing two requirements which limit companies eligible to use the IFRS. And I will explain those requirements in the next slide. And the second recommendation is, while continuing to allow the use of the IFRS as issued by the IASB, introducing an additional set of standards identical to IFRS with limited modifications. And third one is simplifying disclosure requirements on the non-consolidated single entity financial statements. So this is the outline of the present policy. So this slide shows the first recommendation in the present policy. Before June 2013, there were three requirements for eligible to voluntary application of IFRS. So the company had to be a listed company in Japan. The company had established an appropriate internal framework for IFRS-based consolidated financial reporting. And the company should conduct financial or business activities internationally. For example, the company have an overseas subsidiary with 2 billion yen or more of paid-in capital. However, the Business Accounting Council decided to eliminate existing two requirements, which are first and third requirements. This first and third requirements, because there has been a growing need for enhancing the international comparability of consolidated financial statements with global competitors within same industries. And there are also companies that receive extensive investment from overseas, but some of them do not meet all of three requirements. So if eliminating existing two requirements, and then it will increase the number of companies which are eligible to use IFRS from 621 to 4,061. And now you can see the expected number of companies applying IFRS. Currently, companies that voluntarily applied or intend to apply IFRS are 21 in total as of September 2013. However, Keidanren, which is Japanese Business Federation, stated that about 60 companies have applied or are likely to apply IFRS. And some of you think that the number of 60 is still small, but I'd like to emphasize that total market value of these 60 companies is about 75 trillion Japanese yen. And about 40 of the companies in the top 50 by the total market value either announces or considers the application of the IFRS. So this is the first recommendation. And here's the second recommendation, to introduce an additional set of standards identical to IFRS with limited modifications. And there are two meanings. The first one is to introduce endorsement process. Endorsement process is necessary to incorporate IFRS into the national standards. And the other one is introducing an additional set of standards identical to IFRS with limited modifications. And limited modifications means items that are deleted and revised should be limited to a range that can be reasonably explained to the global community to achieve the goal to achieve a single set of high-quality accounting standards. And I heard that someone misunderstood that this kind of new standard will be similar to the current Japanese GAAP. But that is not true. An additional set of standards identical to IFRS with limited modifications will be very similar to the IFRS issued by the ISB. And introducing an additional set of standards identical to IFRS with limited modifications is intended to be an immediate step in the dynamics of the convergence of accounting standards. So as you know, there are three accounting standards in Japan. The first one is Japanese GAAP, and the second one is IFRS issued by the ISB. And U.S. GAAP is also permitted to use with some conditions. And if we introducing this another accounting standard, four accounting standards coexist. And I think this situation confusing. But I would like to emphasize that this is an immediate step. I mean, at this time, it is not easy for all Japanese companies to apply IFRS issued by the ISB at this moment. But if we provide another options or another choices, which is this new standard, then the Japanese companies could consider to use IFRS issued by the ISB. So, I mean, if we introduce another standard and which encourage Japanese companies to use IFRS in the future. So let's move on to the third recommendation, to simplify disclosure requirements on the non-consolidated single entity financial statements. So in Japan, listed companies are required to prepare two sets of financial reports, and there are two laws. One is the Financial Instrument Exchange Act, and the other one is the Companies Act. And please see the chart below. Regarding the Financial Instrument Exchange Act, consolidated financial statements are treated as principal financial statements, and non-consolidated financial statements are treated as secondary financial statements. And regarding the Companies Act, large companies and companies that are subject to the FIEA are required to prepare consolidated financial statements, and all companies are required to prepare non-consolidated financial statements. and the information included in the financial statement, which are prepared in accordance with the Financial Instruments Exchange Act and the Companies Act, are overlapped. So the Business Accounting Council recommend to simplify one of the requirements. So I will give you some example. If the company prepared consolidated financial statements in accordance with the Financial Instrument Exchange Act, and such company is exempted from preparing non-consolidated financial statements in accordance with Financial Instrument Exchange Act. This is the third recommendation. In conclusion, so again, there are three recommendations in the present policy. The first one is relaxing requirements for voluntary application of IFRS, and which increases the numbers of Japanese companies that apply IFRS on a voluntary basis. And the second point, second recommendation is introducing an additional set of standards identical to IFRS with limited modifications. Then four standards coexist. However, this is an immediate step for achieving the goal of a single set of high-quality global accounting standards. And the third recommendation is to simplify disclosure requirements, and which reduces the burden of preparing financial statements. Thank you.
Thank you, Mariko. We're well ahead of schedule. My suggestion is, and I see cards going up, which is a sign of an excellent presentation, but my suggestion is let's take our break. Keep it to 15 minutes, and we'll have ample time to entertain comments and questions. So, could we be back then in 15 minutes, please? I see several cards up. I didn't notice the order in which they appeared, so Jim will start with you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Actually, I think Fumio has some comments that will expand on what we've heard, so maybe could I ask him, he speaks first, and then...
Yeah. By all means.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah, according to the Mariko's presentation, I think the some of you may feel the funny with the word of the modifications. This is a limit modification intended to expand, increase the number of the companies apply the IFRS, not making the different IFRS. The importance is, as Mariko explained, now in Japan, the financial service agency BSC, ASBJ, audit firm, and industries, including Keidanren, are making effort together to expand the application of the IFRS. So I appreciate if you your understanding and advice by item by items from time to time, so that we can approach our goal much better than faster. That's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Jim.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Marika, thank you very much for your presentation. Welcome to this group. Seiichi Kaneko has told me that I have to be kind to you in asking questions at your first meeting. That's difficult, but I will try. I have two questions. You described that you now have four sets of GAAP in Japan. What do you propose to call this new one that you are just describing, which is your IFRS with some modifications? That was my first question. And my second question is, I support your objective of moving towards a single set of acceptable standards. So is there something in the legislation that you are reporting to us today that requires that it be revisited in 5 years' time, 3 years' time, to actually make sure that this doesn't exist as a fourth set of GAAP for 25 years? Those are my two questions.
Thank you, Jim. Regarding the first question, the the name of the new standard? And the answer is we haven't decided yet. Because now, currently, the standing setting body is under consideration, and the financial service agencies, couldn't see the outcome of the discussion. So I think it is an appropriate to decide the name of the new standard after finalizing the discussion. And regarding the second question, again, sorry, but we haven't decided yet. I hope that there are many Japanese companies which consider to use IFRS issued by the ISB, and the number is increasing. So in the near future, a lot of Japanese companies adopt the IFRS issued by the ISB, I think. Thank you.
Christoph?
Yeah, Mariko-san, first of all, thanks a lot for the insightful presentation. I follow Jim and have two questions. The first one is, what's the idea of how that endorsement process for the new standard would look like? Would you rather go and endorse all existing standards at once, possibly with the slight modifications you talked about? Mm-hmm. Or are you rather thinking about a step-by-step approach? The second question would be, what about Japanese subsidiaries or foreign parents? What standards would they be allowed to use? Because it's always for companies a burden to have foreign subsidiaries. They always have to report under local GAAP in all countries. So what would be the future of their reporting? Thank you.
So thank you for your question. And regarding the first question, what is the endorsement procedure? And again, the Japanese setting standard body, ASDJ, is now considered such endorsement system. And they currently, they are considered to make a new standard at once, but I'm not sure they are considered to amend or revise such standards step-by-step basis. And regarding the second question, I don't have an exact answer.
Jesse.
Thank you. Following Jim's lead, I have two very kind questions. First one, as a regulator, does your agency have any concern about the ability to oversee and monitor four different sets of standards, and have you taken any newer additional steps to address that? And second, have you solicited input from the user community in Japan, and how do they feel about having four sets of standards? Do they have any concerns about that? Thank you.
Could you explain more detail?
My first question is, with four sets of standards, does that create any problems for you as a regulator?
It's not a problem for us.
Okay. My second question was,
this is not a problem, but this is not the goal. I mean, goal is coexisting four standards.
Right.
Our goal is achieving one single set of standards.
Right. And my second question just relates to whether you've solicited or received any input from analysts or from others from the user community in Japan as to how they feel about this approach and having four different sets of standards.
Currently, the standing setting body made conversation with industries and other bodies.
Want to come in?
Well, I
recently spent a couple of days in Japan and obviously talked to people about this this new set of standards. I think it is fair to say that it is not very likely that companies that want to make a transition from Japanese GAAP to another set that is internationally accepted, that many of them will go for this set of standards that is very much like IFRS but has one or two or three differences. I think most of them will probably decide to go the whole way and use and go for adoption of full IFRS so that they are able to say in the world, we have adopted IFRS and not something that may be similar but cannot carry that name. I think in practice, the specter of having four different standards in Japan, which will, I think, be a bit of a challenge for everybody, I think in practice the problem might be very, very small and perhaps not even occur.
Aki,
is that a fair statement? Yes.
Saichi.
Thank you, Paul. In order to understand the whole picture of this new plan or initiative, you have to have some feeling of what would be this fourth standard would be. Of course, nothing has been decided yet, but one of my colleagues is a member of the working group considering about this fourth set. And according to his personal speculation, the modifications would be limited only one or two highly philosophical and controversial issues, including the full recycling of OCI items and maybe the depreciation of the goodwill. Most of Japanese constituents feel that the full recycling will make a robust financial reporting. And many Japanese corporations and some users believe that the depreciation of goodwill needed in order to make financial reporting to take consideration of the stewardship and prudence. So these two issues are also now almost being considered by the IASB. Conceptual framework will deliberate on the recycling issue, and goodwill of the depreciation of goodwill may be revisited after the post-implementation analysis of the IFRS 4. So if the ISB makes slight changes in these two issues, then there would be no need for any modifications from our side. And then about the four standards, some of my friends tease me by saying that having already three sets of accounting standards means that you guys have four sets of traffic lights. How come can you drive a car? We Japanese apparently are not only good at manufacturing motor vehicles, but also good at driving them, and so far no major traffic accidents have been reported. So under the circumstances, to add one more set of accounting standards wouldn't make too much problem. We are already living in a quite complex world. And to answer the question of Jeff, we, financial statement users of Japan, have an ardent desire to have single set of accounting standards that are applied globally will also be used in our country soon. And we would like to take this new initiative as a positive and necessary step to accelerate this process. In other words, this is a sort of the priming pump. In order to make the pump work, you have to give some water. In order to get some water, you have to give some water first. This is the faucet to would be worked for that purposes. Assuming that my friend's speculation is correct, and then the full recycling and depreciation of goodwill become this fourth standard, then many Japanese preparers do not have the psychological barriers or resistance to use this one. And when once they get used to this one, then maybe it is easy for them to switch to the pure IFRS. And let me add one more thing. This would be one-time adoption that is planned at this moment. And aside from these one or two possible exceptions, all the other IFRS would be adopted word by word. Thank you.
Thank you, Seiichi. I admire your salesmanship. Aki, did you?
Thank you. This decision made this June this year in Japan, it's confusing, which I have to admit. We had a lot of debate at the trustee level. But as you know, there are still some people in Japan who do not have a strong desire to adopt the efforts in Japan. Actually, they have a strong reservation. And also, there are still some people who prefer to wait for the U.S. decision. So, therefore, this is a kind of compromise. Compromise means we do not give up to move to full adoption of IFRS, but we have to give some sort of benefit to them. So therefore, this is a kind of compromise. So however, do not believe that modified version of IFRS who wish to use finally. At the time of they make decision to which IFRS they use, I think that they go to the pure IFRS. No question about that. So therefore, I think that this is an additional step for us to let them understand IFRS, then move smoothly. I was invited, not only me, but also the TAC Ochi also invited. Current government, the LDP, Liberal Democratic Party, accounting committee, corporate accounting committee, to express a view. They are very supportive, our thinking. And they said that rather than 60, by end of 2015, we should increase by 300 Japanese companies, multinational Japanese companies. Although there are some LDP politicians saying that is too ambitious, but they are saying that we should develop some sort of clear picture because the company who are thinking to adopt IFA, they are not sure, well, maybe better to wait or better to until the other company adopt IFA. So that's kind of feeling. So therefore, they say that this is LDP. They are saying that, well, we have to show the roadmap to the Japanese preparers and also stakeholders. So that kind of change has occurred in Japan. So therefore, I am not so much pessimistic about this time decision. So then, how to promote IFRS adoption to 4,000 companies? So this is a very difficult task to do. So we are, together with others, we are working together to achieve this goal. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Aki. Hans, and then Begonia.
Well, I just wanted to say in general that when the SEC in the United States postponed its decision indefinitely about the adoption of the IFRS, my main concern was what was going to happen in other parts of the world, and especially in the big countries that still have to make final decisions towards IFRS adoption. I must say that developments in Japan are much better than I had anticipated them to be. For me, the fact that within the next 2 or 3 years, 60 additional big companies will be adopting IFRS, who together represent 20% of the market cap in Tokyo. That is much better than what I had anticipated, and it seems to be that with that, Japan has sort of reached the point of no return. And, you know, Japan is a country you have to be patient with. I've told them I'll come every year, once, twice, and I don't stop coming until you've adopted IFRS. So, and I still have some time left, and I am pretty sure we'll get there.
Bugonia.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to understand a bit better about the difference between the endorsement and the endorsement process and the introduction of the new identical to IFRS, but with some differences. At what extent this endorsement process will allow to introduce changes in the IFRSs, or if it is, the idea is to agree, to accept all of them as they are, in order to allow companies to apply them, to fully apply them, and if this endorsement process also affects to the U.S. GAAP, because if the U.S. GAAP is the fourth, the GAAP is also an endorsement process for that.
Mariko, do you want to try to respond to that?
Endorsement process is a kind of process to modify the pure IFRS. Endorsement process is a kind of process, and the additional set of standards identical to IFRS with limited modification is a kind of another standard.
That was my understanding from the earlier questions, that I think you said the Japanese Accounting Standards Board is the body that will promulgate the standards. You haven't decided what the label is going to be, but the expectation is there would be very few exceptions, and Seiichi was making the pitch that we dealt with two.
Thank you. I forgot to tell one important thing, and my understanding is that currently company can use the IFRS, but this IFRS is written in English language, so the original text is English. This endorsement or endorsed IFRS is in Japanese language. So if we can adopt everything, then that's fine, but there could be some limited exceptions in doing so. But Japanese English, this is very important thing. Then this endorsement will not be applied to the U.S. GAAP, because U.S. GAAP company only listed in the U.S. Markets, or companies that meet some additional criteria can use them. So not all the Japanese companies can use this U.S. GAAP, so there is no endorsement for U.S. GAAP. Is this correct, Mariko? If I'm wrong, please correct me.
Thank you.
Bob, do you want to come in?
Thank you, Chairman. I just want to return discussion for a minute to the issue of the Japan decision to increase the number of firms that can voluntarily adopt IFRS, as Aki and Hans have both referred. In the context of the U.S., I think this is very important. One of the approaches that we are discussing with the U.S., and I'll talk about this in a little more detail later in reporting on the U.S., is the notion of a pioneer voluntary adoption group. And the ability for us to take note of what's going on in Japan, I think, strengthens that argument. And Japan's commitment to do more of this further strengthens that argument. So I think it's very, very important.
Well, you can tell from the reaction of members and the importance that we attach to developments in Japan, and it's easy to get into all the details, but we ought not to lose sight of the point that this is a big step forward. And as I understand it, the commitment is to a single set of standards. Each country has its unique path to that end destination, which I think is what you're saying, as you've concluded, is the appropriate path for you. A big step forward, which we welcome, and I'm going to take the liberty on behalf of the Council to say whatever we as a Council can do to help support the end goal of full IFRS without modification. I think we may be hearing from Saichi or his successors on a couple of specific points, but this is very encouraging news, and I'm sure we will come back to developments on an ongoing basis. Aki?
The one question I think Jim raised, this situation continue forever for 10 years or something like that. That is not happening. Business Accounting Council, whenever Financial Accounting Agency Japan decide, the Business Accounting the Council is held anytime. So that means that normally we have a Business Accounting Council meeting annually, so that means that we actually plan to revisit this issue.
I think that's an important message. Jim may have been wearing his Canadian hat when he made that observation, because the Canadian board, we have found it very difficult to get rid of systems once they're in place. And I do think if it's acknowledged right from the outset that there is the intention and a better yet, a plan to dismantle one or more of the four, that's an important messaging to your stakeholders and would be welcome to the world at large. All right. Well, thank you again. That was a lively discussion, and I think probably an excellent segue to